She has 9.5, 13 on the ball game. She could have connected on a few of those threes in the first half. She'd be having herself a 20-point game here tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Smith tries to get it over to Shaw, and the ball goes in the backcourt for a over-and-back violation. T.O. number 9 on the Royals. Ellie Lieberg, an old Royal, walking by, former student of mine.
She just got engaged recently. That's pointing out the big old shiny rock on her hand.
I was wondering why I was blinded there for a moment.
Yeah, she's. I just saw her and her longtime boyfriend just got engaged. Her fiance now. So that's great kids. I've known them for not quite as long as you, but I remember reporting on them and watching them play. So it's good to see that.
And Lynn Rosick getting into the ball game for the Royals. Three ball by Grieger. That's short. And I think the Royals going to get the ball back. I thought maybe Smith's got a hand on it, but they'll say nope. Assumption basketball.
She did, but then it was poked away.
Okay. So the Royals, 3.25 remaining. Who else got into the ball game for the Royals? Madison Moss, 5'9 freshman.
Yep, as well as, let me turn my roster over here, as well as, Emily Morozik and Moss.
Morozik with the three doesn't go. Smits is out there, Jaglinski out there, and Kavanaugh.
Yep, those are the only two that stuck in so far.
Down to 3 minutes remaining. Jaglinski, the only starter out on the court right now for the Royals. Krieger, runner. So there's that soft little runner again for Logan. She's got 8.5 and 12 on the ballgame, 58-30. 15 ticks under 3 minutes remaining. Kavanaugh thought about the three, instead goes over to Smits. So they reverse it around Jaglinski. Nope, I'm going to run it down lane, try a teardrop of my own and hit it.
Smits makes a scorebook now.
And it's 60-30. Once again, the Royals doubling up the Rockets.
Nice crossover dribble.
Ball on top to Grieger. She goes down the lane. Another floater off the glass and good again. So Logan's going to finish up her career with a nice little ball game of 14 points at least as we're down to the two-minute mark. Kavanaugh. Baseline Smits. Back to Kavanaugh. Did that last go off of Ari? It did. So we'll say turnover number 10.
I got 9, but either way.
And Grieger going to take a seat, and she will finish her career with those 14 points. It's a nice round of applause as the Rockets stand and give her an ovation, and the Royal fans do as well, knowing she had a nice game and she's a senior. Sadowski came in for her. Lob it underneath, and now they're going to get a foul. That'll be whistled against Madison, the freshman's first, team's fourth.
Nice, clean game. Real quick game. It's just 8:01 here, Andy. We're making excellent time, but now it's less than a minute, so now I just jinxed us. But
yeah, Moldenhauer, another senior, another standing ovation from the fans.
13 I had for her.
Izzy Rodriguez, 5'5 sophomore, will check in. She's one of those players that they brought up for the tournament games. They're banged up a little bit too. They lost one girl to a knee injury back in September already, and then lost another girl about 5 games ago, so it didn't help matters at all.
Yeah, I think one of them was her 6'2" center player that I was expecting to see her play. No, she's not playing tonight.
Yeah, you start losing senior or starters, we know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they're going to get a whistle here underneath on Morozik. Let's wait and check. Yep. And for Emily, the freshman picks up her first personal, and it'll be a two-shot foul.
Uh-oh.
For Leah Vandergalian, who has one basket in each half.
Got just under 3 minutes left over at Oshkosh Lourdes, and they're going to take this one. They're up 66-49 over Oakfield.
Neither free throw goes, but the rebound is put up and in by Izzy Rodriguez. So Izzy gets her name in the book, the 5'5 sophomore. She comes flying down the court, high as a kite. 70 seconds to go. Kavanaugh, right wing. Ball above her head. Now she'll dribble it twice and leave it for Jaglinski. Jordan goes to Smits. Lydia, she'll bounce a couple three times towards the top of the wheel as well. See if the Royals going to get off a shot here. Being patient offensively. working the perimeter, running the low and high blocks. 45 seconds to go. Kavanaugh now, about 3 feet from the half court line. Smits almost lost it off of her foot, and then reaching in and taking it away was Vandergalian. Up ahead, boy, nice little dipsy do for two.
Smits called for the foul, too.
First basket for Maddie Miedema to go along with one free throw, so she has 3 points. And, yeah, first on Lydia. So one more free throw here for Miedema. And it's on the way, and splashes it. So she's 2 for 3 from the charity stripe with 25 seconds to go. Coach and Lydia having a conversation.
And they're laughing.
Lydia just shy of the out-of-bounds mark with 15 seconds to go. Jaglinski on top to Kavanaugh with 7 seconds left. Please don't foul. Thank you. Touch is going to reach and get one. 3, 2, 1. The final score in this regional final. The Assumption Royals, 60. The Rockets of Randolph, 37. We've got lots of numbers to add up. A little bit more business to do. See if we can't enjoy a ceremony here of the regional title going to the Royals. We will do all of that after this. You're listening to Assumption Basketball on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing.
And they'll be playing more basketball, these Assumption Royals, as they are regional champions for 2023-24 as they defeat the Rockets of Randolph by the final of 60-37. The Royals just led from the get-go, up by 22 at the break, 33-11, and then outscored Randolph by a single point in the second half, 27-26 to win it 60-37.
We have an update there from Oshkosh. It will be the Assumption Royals taking on the Lourdes Academy Knights. Oshkosh Lourdes Academy was victorious over Oakfield 72-57. So the Knights cracked the Oakfield nuts, like acorns, whatever you call them.
I think they're the Oaks, if I remember right.
Oaks, whatever they are. Their mascot's a big old oak acorn, so whatever they are.
The mighty Oaks have fallen tonight. And so have the Rockets of Randolph as the Assumption Royals victorious. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics and see if Coach Klein or Coach Jay Galinsky is going to make their way
Jags
over.
Jags and Clarence Nelson.
Sounds good.
You can call her Clarence. She doesn't care.
Rockets were led in scoring by Logan Grieger, the senior, with 14 points. And another senior, Maya Moldenhauer, finishes with 13 points here this evening. After that, it fell off dramatically. 4 points for Leah Vandergalian, 4 for Maddie Miedema, and 2 for Izzy Rodriguez. 3 for 6 from the free throw line for 50%, turning it over 17 times. And we are now privileged to be joined by Coach Jay Glinski. And Coach, did you like the start that you had to your game tonight? I think it was more pressure than they were ready for.
Yeah, you know, Randolph is really a high-quality program. So, first of all, compliment to them and their coach. And their players, that number 0, Maya, and number 15 are two of the absolute best guards that we've played. They remind me a lot of Phillips, and that's kind of where our game plan came from there in terms of trying to slow them down, keep it in front. But at the end of the day, we kind of talked about it as a staff, and we're a pressure team. We're going to pressure you. So we went ahead and rolled the dice to see if we could go ahead and apply some ball pressure to them, and thankfully it helped us to get off to a fast start.
You know, Michael and I were talking about that right from the get-go. You guys put so much pressure on them in the beginning. I think their coach, Kaufman, had to take a timeout and just say, you know what, let's slow down. But you get them going like that, and, you know, I don't care what level you're at, it's really hard to slow yourself down when you just go against that much pressure.
You know, I think it's funny. We were talking about it in practice last week. We played 7.5, call it 8 games without Sarah, and it fundamentally changes our team a little bit. When she returned, I think we in practice last week kind of thought, like, huh, I forgot how much ball pressure we can put on and how many different looks she allows us to play. So in some regards, I think that helps us a little bit from a scouting standpoint, because we looked a little different for the last 3-4 weeks than what we have, you know, looked like going forward. So I do think that benefited us tonight. Just that ball pressure for us is really our calling card. We're going to play it. You got to be able to handle it for 36 minutes, because we're going to bring it at you in a lot of different ways.
And then with having the injuries that your team has sustained and has fought through a little bit here now, it's gotten a lot of your bench to play more, and you can just see the growth of that bench as well.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, we lost Kendall early, and, you know, that's such a devastating loss that changes the team for us. And then we had Riley Zablowski step up. Riley, unfortunately, got injured. So Ari Kavanaugh steps up. You know, Lydia Smits comes off the bench where she started off as their team manager, returns, playing huge roles, unselfish. But honestly, and I'm going to transition over, the player that has made the most impact for us has been Claire Nelson. Stepped into that starting five role, has gone ahead, and she's a natural leader. She's an athlete that's turning into a basketball player. Don't tell her in terms of where it goes. But honestly, Claire has really done so much for us behind the scenes and then on the floor. And she allows us to be able to play the way that we're able to play despite those injuries. So I can't say enough about how proud I am of Claire, how proud I am of the program. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to her if that's okay. But again, thanks for coming. Huge win. We'll see you guys next week. And again, here's Claire Nelson.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if only we had Claire Nelson handy to be able to talk to her. Boy, through the magic of radio, there she is. Claire, good to see you, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Good to see you, too.
What fun it was out there tonight, the last two nights, right?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to go out there and get a dub with my team. The energy's high these last two nights. Our stands have been packed. So it's always fun to get out there and just win a ball game.
Hey, you know, you played a couple of teams from down south, the Trailways, teams you don't normally see. How did your team and you personally feel about that, playing competition that you normally don't run into?
You know, it's always fun to play someone we haven't played in a really long time, like Randolph. I know we played 2 years ago, state championship, and we lost that one. It's nice to come back and win this game, but Coach Jags, he gives us great scouting reports on every team. He spends multiple hours on each team to let us know what plays they're running, how they play, what teams they're like that we've played already. And so it's really nice to have Coach Jags there.
You know, he talked a little bit about the fact that getting Sarah back, you know, the team kind of comes together, gets that pressure on other teams that they normally don't see, and you're also a big part of that. Talk a little bit about how do you guys go about that in practice?
Yeah, so we do starters against everybody to start, and it's just Sarah Shaw. She's such a menace out there. She just gets every ball. And then we go against each other, and we work on pressure. We work on handling Sarah's pressure, which is not something everybody gets to see in practice every day. So handling Sarah's pressure is a huge help for us on the court, handling other teams' pressure. And Sarah Shaw, she's just a menace out there. She helps us so much, gets so many steals, really leads our team.
I'm glad you talked a little bit about some of those other players, because that's one of the things that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see, that those other young people that are out there battling every day, making you guys better. And I'm glad you were able to talk about them. And just tell us about the chemistry on the team a little bit.
Oh, we're all really, really good friends. We've all played together, known each other for like upwards of 5 years now. Even the freshmen coming in, we're so close with all of them. It's really nice. We know what we're going to do with the ball. We're just good friends, and we're ready to lift each other up when we need it, too.
Well, you're a well-spoken young lady, and I bet you're going to have an exciting week leading up to Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping by. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Claire Nelson of the Assumption Royals, and thank you to her as well as Coach Jake Linsky for coming by and talking a little bit with us here tonight as the Assumption Royals victorious 60-37. And as of right now, they're moving on to go over to take on Lord's Academy over in Oshkosh on Thursday, but that venue may change. If it does, we'll be the first to let you know.
I'll quick take a look here, Andy. Just take a second here. Just to double check, see if they made a move. I mean, they could have already done it. Pulling up the WIAA website. I mean, most of them are out at wrestling and a couple other state tournament things going on. So.
And again, congratulations to Carter Freeman while Michael does a little looking on that as he wins an individual state championship for the Lincoln Red Raiders. And speaking of the Lincoln Red Raiders, Michael and I will be over on Tuesday at the Field House as they'll be taking on Chi High, a 16 seed against a 17 seed, and we'll have the opportunity to bring that ball game to you as well.
Oshkosh so. West. I mean, there is an outside chance it could be. I remember a few years ago it was a sectional game that was Columbus Catholic against Assumption Boys that we're talking about 2018, 2017, somewhere in there. It was a neutral site, but it was held at Lincoln High School.
Last year we got moved over to Marshfield with the girls from Edgar and Assumption, so it's not outside the realm of possibility that might take place. But if it does, we'll let you know. But in the meantime, we just set our sights on the boys start next week, and then the girls set for sectional semifinals. So busy couple of one more week for sure, and we hope it's a couple of more weeks beyond that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hanging out with you in Green Bay again. That was a good time, and who knows, maybe we'll even have to pull all 3 days like we did a couple of years ago.
The rush to the rush always be a good time, matey. And the final score from Assumption High School, the Royal 60 and the Rockets of Randolph 37. Great big thank you to all of our sponsors. So for Seth Habiger back at our studios engineering our broadcast, And coaches Klein, Jake Linsky, Claire Nelson, and a cast of thousands, Michael Comer and Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Victorious Assumption Royal Basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 1055 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 1055 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old Muddy River was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Just like that old man River, she keeps rolling.
Shelton.
The toughest job that I hope that I ever will ever have for the rest of my life. I roofed houses for 2 years, and I guess I don't even know if I made minimum wage, to be honest with you. I probably didn't even make. I made whatever they were paying a kid in Oklahoma. I was a tear off guy there. And I remember when I made it, I built up enough strength at one point, the one time I was in shape in my life, that I could carry two bundles of shingles at one time up the ladder. That was like, that was what made me extra handy on the work side. 105.5 FM.
Watch your all-time high, you're good as it gets. Your hands down best ever make up sex. Watch your guilty pleasure, your old go-to. Well, if you asked me, mine would be you. Watch your worst hangover, your best night yet. 90 proof, your Marlboro Red. The best damn thing you lucked into. Well, that's easy, girl. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun kiss shining, back row flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Mine would be you. Watch your double dare, you go all in. The craziest thing you ever did. Plain as your name in this tattoo. Look on my arm, mine would be. Mine would be you, sun kissed shining, back row flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Baby, if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. What's the greatest chapter in your book? Are there pages where it hurts to look? What's the one regret you can't work through? You got it, baby, mine would be you. Yeah, you got it, baby, mine would be you. Mine would be you, taillights fading, daylight breaking, standing there like a fool, and I should have been running, yelling out something to make you want to hold on to the best love ever. Girl, can you tell me the one thing you'd rather die than lose? 'Cause mine would be.
Like I love you, and I need you, every night and day. I got a whole lot of things I wanna do. I got a whole lot of dreams to dream. And I want you to be beside me, every step of the way. I was lonely, as anyone could ever be. Till you came along and gave your love to me. Now that empty world that you just walked into,
It's filled with sunshine and music, and the song is you. And I've got a whole lot of things to sing about. I got a whole lot of things to say, like I love you and I need you every night. A dream, and I want you to be beside me every step of the way. People wonder just what has happened to me. They say I'm not at all the way I used to be. They don't realize I've just begun to live. I'm just wrapped up completely in all the love you give. And I've got a whole lot of things to sing about. I got a whole lot of things to say, like I love you and I need you every night and day. I got a whole lot of things I wanna do. I got a whole lot of dreams to dream. And I want you here beside me every step of the way.
Hey, this is Marty Stewart, and more awesome music is on the way from Country Legends 24/7.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low close to 30. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the low 50s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer Monday, high-low 60s. 60 for a high, then temps drop for Tuesday, windy with areas of rain and snow. Current temp is 30.
I should take my time, I know. Take it easy, take it slow. Every heartache needs to mend before you love again. So I hold on for a while and try to keep this old heart free. Then I look across the room and someone smiles at me. Oh, and heaven help me, here I go again. Before I've even had the time for this old heart to mend. Oh, I just get over one heartache and then here I go, like a fool, falling again. People tell me take your time, wait a while and clear your mind. Give yourself some time to heal. If you fall, be sure it's real. But it seems that every time I'm almost on my feet, something makes me say hello to someone on the street. Oh, and heaven help me, here I go. I've even had the time for this old heart to mend. Oh, I just get over one heartache and then here I go, like a fool, falling again. Oh, and heaven help me, here I go again. Before I've even had the time for this old heart to mend. Oh, I just get over one heartache and then here I go, like a fool, falling again.
Here's a cut from the B-side, Country Legends 24/7.
from 105.5 FM.
I've seen the Rockies bloom in the springtime, reflections of scarlet and gold. And I've seen the moonlight dance on the ocean like a silver ballet that unfolds. I've seen the bright lights of old New York City. There's nothing in the world that shines like the love in your eyes, like the love in your eyes. Like the love in your eyes, like the love in your eyes. I've had some good friends turn out to be strangers. Funny how quickly they turn. And I've had some lovers that helped me discover how easy it is to get burned. In this world of glitter and cosmetic people, there's one thing that's real in my life. It's the love in your eyes. It's the love in your eyes. Sometimes I wander and lose my direction. Sometimes I go over the line. But it's such a comfort and it's such a blessing to know that you're there all the time. When I feel I'm drifting on a sea of confusion, there's a beacon that always shines. It's the love in your eyes. It's the love in your eyes. It's the love in your eyes, the love in your eyes.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton.
105.5 FM.
There was only me, her and him. The bar was giving last call, so I thought I'd move on in. And I was slick and feeling like a man, so I took the stool between them, ordered one more round for me and her and him. Placed my arm across the back of her bar stool. I don't remember what I said, but at the time it sounded cool. She pushed her drink away and never looked at me. She just paid the tab, tipped the man, left me sitting there alone with him.
said there's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and there's noes and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. There's girls and there's women and there's ladies. Well, he pushed his old straw hat back and he grinned. And he said, ain't they all a mystery? Sonny, it's a sin. But they're all sitting on the world we're trying to win. Oh, but you know I love a mystery. So let's drink another round to you and me. And then said there's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and noes and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. There's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and noes and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. I love all the girls and the women and the ladies. Said there's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and noes and there's maybes.
Randy Travis on getting one of Roy Rogers' trigger horses as a gift from his wife.
That was great. That was, I guess, as nice a gift as I ever could receive. He is at the house right now. In fact, we took him to the man who trained the original trigger. And so, yeah, this trigger will kneel down. While you're on him, you can make him kneel. And then from there, lay down, sit up, answer you yes and no, and can make him stand in front of him, make him rear up and stand on his hind legs if he wants to.
Well, there's my easy chair, just sitting there. I've spent a lot of time thinking of this perfect love I know is yours and mine. And oh, how I love that old picture on the wall of you and me and the kids, my most favorite times in life I've spent right here where we live. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. It just hit me as I was leaving. There's no place like home. From the bedroom, I smell perfume, my favorite kind you wore. And it brings back memories of all those nights behind our bedroom door. And the saddest thing I think I've ever seen was my closet all cleaned out. It's sad to think that one must leave, 'cause we can't work things out. There's no place
thoughts hit me as I was leaving. There's no place like home. So baby, say that I can stay for just a day or so. Then maybe I can change your mind and I won't have to go. Just look into these baby blues and tell me it's okay. I love that smile, it drives me wild. No love won't die today. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. But something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let them have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Hey, I'm Kix Brooks.
Hi, this is Ronnie Dunn.
Shot me down, stepping out all over town. Drove me back to drinking in this bar. I found myself a brand new friend. I'm headed down that road again. I'm working on my next broken heart. Happy you said it's hard to tell. You taught me when it comes to love, I know my part. Well, I play this game that I can't win. I'll be somebody's fool again, working on my next broken heart. Well, I thought all day long you'd be the death of me, but I met one tonight.
It seemed my life is through, and
can't hide. You are on my lonely mind. All these blues that I've found have really got me down. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking.
Cowboy Union Jam meets at McMillan Memorial Library every second Wednesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Come on down and listen to area musicians playing traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel music. That's every second Wednesday of the month from 1 to 3. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Quit hunting with my daddy, guess I didn't make the time. And it's been a year since I seen a deer at a smallmouth on the line. The other day I hooked a monster, and as I reeled him in, I thought, man, it feels good to be country again. I spent way less time
again. I saw